Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Wagner's Mag-Nier. I am Jeremy York from MPEG Media. Hope you're having a great Tuesday. We finally got rid of the rainy weather here in Atlanta, so it's been quite nice. Just a few things I want to start with real quick. Hopefully everybody is as geared up for WrestleMania as I am. This show should be just action-packed from bell to bell. They are going to start off WrestleMania with a two-hour pre-show, which is going to include a lot of, you know, up-to-date knowledge and everything leading up to it. A lot of the how did we get to this point of different feuds. They are going to open up with a match, as well as the Usos will be in a Fatal 4-Way match against Ryback, which is Curtis Axel and Ryback, against Los Matadors, and also against Real American. Now, the Usos are really cool. I'll quit their champions. The only real competition in the title, in my opinion, as good as all these are, I see Real America could be thrown a bone here, and they could actually pony up and win this. Now, remember, with a Fatal 4-Way, they don't even need to involve the outcome of the match to lose the belt. So the Real Americans, you know, Jack Swagger could pin Ryback, and they still win the belts. Or Ryback could make one of Los Matadors submit, and once again, the Usos don't win. But I do see coming down to Vicky Guerrero, Diva Championship Invitational. Now, the reason you should tune in to watch this, to me, is anytime AJ Lee wrestles, you need to watch. She really is. She's almost a CM Punk of the Diva Division. And not because she's outspoken, but because she's not your stereotypical person that you would pick to be a Diva. She worked hard, made sure that she did everything she needed to, and she got the right people to get her chance. And once given her chance, she's the longest friend.
Hey, Jeremy.
Okay.
I think the best match on the thing will be Cena and Bray Wyatt. I kind of agree with what you were saying, that that's unforeseen. A lot of people, what's going on, I think Bray Wyatt's made a big impact, and of course, Cena is always there. He can make everyone look great. And my other one that I really appreciate is that I want to see is Brock and Undertaker. That's something that everybody's going to want to see because you never know what's happening with Brock. Undertaker's going to take everything and do. I don't think he'll be beat, but I think Brock will give him everything he wanted to know.
I
sure do appreciate you calling, or letting me call in, and thanks for listening to me, and I'll be calling back.
And that's a long time here. I like to call out one way they can possibly watch, let alone, you know, the countless new shows they've come up with, you know, Legend House and WrestleMania Rewind and Rebound and all the different shows. I don't have them in front of him, but they have a lot of them. But that's actually going to wrap it up for this week. I hope you guys tune in to WrestleMania 30. I know I'll be watching for every match. There's always that crowd. The guy could be a party. Home. See you.